Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Chawanga Pudaiti, the son of a headhunter, met a Welshman by the name of Watkin Roberts. The year was 1910, and the 5 days that Roberts spent in the hills of the Mar Territory in India changed Chawanga's future. The quiet, soft-spoken Welshman told Pudaiti of a living God who sent his son into our world to bring life. And that week, Chawanga Pudaiti made a decision which cost him dearly. When he decided to follow Jesus Christ, he was driven from his home and family. But when his son was born, he prayed that he might be able to read, write, and take the Bible back to the hills of Mar from which he had come. Chawanga's son, Rochanga, was anything but a model boy. Yet when he was 10 years old, he followed in the footsteps of his father and likewise became a Christian. After he completed high school by sweeping floors and chopping wood for board and tuition, Rochanga appealed to Prime Minister Nehru for a scholarship. His faith was rewarded. The first scholarship ever given by the Indian government to a tribal student went to Rochanga. During those years, he began thinking of his father's dream, a Bible in their native Mar dialect. When Rochanga was elected president of the newly formed political party by the Mar leaders, he was on the verge of forgetting his dream for a political career. During those days of decision, a cable arrived from Watkin Roberts, the man who had first introduced his father to Christ. Instead of throwing his hat into the political arena, Rochanga came to America for graduate study. As he studied, Rochanga, Ro for short, also translated the New Testament into his native tongue. It was published by the British and Foreign Bible Society. The years that follow read like a storybook. The now Dr. Ro returned to his native country and married a dark-haired girl. Eventually, a junior college, 5 high schools, and 25 village schools were among the many established as the result of his efforts. But that wasn't enough. The New Delhi telephone directory caught his eye. Dr. Ro thought if a person could read a number in that directory, he could read the Bible. And the telephone book gives names and addresses. That motivated him to launch Bibles for the World, with the goal of putting a Bible in the home of every telephone subscriber in the world. Now more than 20 million New Testaments and many, many million more Gospels of John have been placed in homes around the world. After India, Dr. Ro and his associates targeted Bangladesh, Burma, Thailand, and Pakistan. Pudaiti's organization is now led by his son, John. John says it was a single copy of the Gospel of John that was first sent to his grandfather's village by the Welsh missionary who was then invited to come and explain the meaning of the book. That started a chain of events, John explains, and the writing of God's story on our people, my grandfather's life and my father's life. Rochanga Pudaiti credited his achievement not to his education, but to a personal experience with Jesus Christ, the central figure of the book Ro came to love. As the result of the vision of this man, millions have had the opportunity to hear of God's great love in Christ Jesus. The greatest weapon in the world is at your fingertips. It is the Bible. Simply read it and apply it to your life. You will discover it can do for you what it did for Rochanga Pudaiti.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.